Hello and welcome to Rancor's Agents of Brothel. I'm your co-host Matt.
I'm your co-host Dustin.
And until about 5 minutes till 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we didn't know that there was no new episode tonight.
Yep.
That's the kind of shitty fanboys we are.
Mm-hmm. That's
although,
right.
I will say it says something that I purposely don't look up things about the show.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to accidentally learn something ahead of time. If
yeah, right.
Leaked or whatever, you know?
That's just my excuse for pure laziness.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I really don't want to find out any, I don't want anything to be revealed to me too early. So
the next new episode will be November 5th, and it's called...
Is it really?
It's capital F, capital Z, capital Z, capital T.
You think there's going to be some electricity involved?
No, I'm sure it's about mines in the middle of Moria. I don't know. It's Lord of the Rings. Yeah, I'm sure it has something to do with electricity. I am thinking of a Hulk enemy called Zax.
Okay.
Because we know it couldn't be Electro, because they got the Spider-Man thing coming up.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, just kind of a weird little what have you. So why are we doing this episode tonight, Dustin? If there's no show?
Well, I think I'd say thanks to Aaron Flowers, who posted this in the Rancor's Brothel page on Facebook. There is an article that's written out on TVGuide.com titled "Why S.H.I.E.L.D. is the Season's Biggest Disappointment." By a gal, Sadie Guinness. And she is not too forthcoming with the good comments about S.H.I.E.L.D. She really tears it apart.
She's very cuntish.
Yes, indeed. Did you happen to read the article as well?
Yes, I read it.
Okay. A lot of the things she was saying, I don't think she understands that a lot of these motifs and a lot of these types of characters have been rewritten time and time again throughout history.
Mm-hmm. The Motley Crue, so to speak.
Right, or there's a book that Joseph Campbell wrote called Hero with a Thousand Faces, and he explains it very well in his book about how really many of these storylines, many of these heroes throughout time are just written into different environments, and, you know, they're just – it's a different person, same idea. You're going to have your anti-heroes, you're going to have your heroes, your villains.
Like the idea that Beowulf was the first action hero, and everything since then has been a retelling of that.
Right, right. Okay. And so I don't think she understands that. And it's just Marvel's take on these characters.
Well, not even Marvel. I mean, this is Joss Whedon. He's following the MO that he has always used.
That's a much better way to put it.
Strong female characters. Again, a Motley Crue. You got to have a nerd in there. You got to have the straight-laced kind of proper one.
Mm-hmm. She said Ward was very I don't know her terminology. I think she said bland and boring,
mm-hmm.
or faceless essentially. And I think that's kind of what he's supposed to be. He's supposed to be that straight-laced guy.
Yeah, I mean that he's supposed to be the square.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know? Agent May, she said, don't quote me on this, but she said something along the lines of, you know, it's definitely a Joss Whedon woman, you know, extraordinarily strong, and then lacking in everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, just fuck you. She's like Asian Michonne.
Yeah, and doesn't she have? She's not lacking in everything else. She obviously has that connection with Coulson,
mm-hmm.
talking about their past and everything. I mean,
she's a slow burn. She's warming up.
Mm-hmm. And that's how she's written in. She's supposed to slowly warm up. Initially, she was very, very against getting back into the field. She had essentially retired from that sort of action.
Yeah, she was like an accountant or some shit. I mean,
yeah, right.
She was pushing papers.
Mm-hmm. And so now she's slowly coming back into the scene and opening up more and more. She's not completely – she's not fully developed yet in the story, but she's going that direction.
In the article, she also kind of said how cliched it was for – Sky to actually, we find out in this last episode that she was she's searching for her parents.
Isn't that a good thing?
I thought that was awesome because it holds true to Marvel. It's like, that was, you know, Spider-Man, always trying to find out about his parents. Yep. Iron Man, always trying to find out more about his father.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean,
Wolverine, trying to find out about his creators, right?
About his history and his creators, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many parent issues in Marvel that this is just going along with the course, and I think it's great because it's humanizing it. It's not a superhero. Yeah. It's a fucking hacker that lived in a van.
There's a lot of connections to be made between those people, or like, I guess, Sky searching for her parents and for her past life. I mean, there are connections that can be made to some of our lives. You know, there are people out there who are constantly searching for, you know, what their parents were. So,
not me, because they live across the street.
Right. That's why I wanted to very generalize it. I didn't want to get too deeply into my situation. Didn't want to bring it down.
Yeah, like, no, I have to worry about bringing down my parents' property value when I don't cut my grass.
I'm going to start parking my car in your front yard. Make
do
your
it. Fuck it.
Trash.
I don't give a shit. I'm going to talk about ratings.
Yeah.
We've had 5 episodes now.
And didn't this gal say that ratings had gone down? She said they were slipping?
Oh, yeah.
Is that
they
correct?
Are.
Okay.
They're slipping just like with any other show. I mean, typically the beginning of a season, shows don't climb right away.
Yeah.
But having said that, right now, I mean, back in the day, it was like you'd want 100 million viewers. You know, like, like the last episode of MASH had over 100 million viewers. Like, that was like the big thing.
Yeah.
That was what you would shoot for. Now, if a show gets 2 million viewers, they're happy.
Yeah, right.
You know, if a cable show gets over 1 million, they're fucking dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. The pilot of this show came out at 12 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's a phenomenal fucking number.
Yeah.
ABC hasn't seen numbers like that since Lost.
Right.
Okay? And not even like mid-season Lost. I mean like final episode kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next week it did go down. It went down to 8.6 million. Then 7.87. Then a very small dip, 7.85. And then now the past episode was 7.39 million.
Right. And so they're way above that 2 million mark for sure.
They're way above like the mark for a regular show, you know, something that has been around for a while.
Yeah.
I think that lady specifically mentioned Grey's Anatomy.
Mm.
Let's see what Grey's Anatomy ratings are doing right now. Let's talk about something else while I look that up.
Right. Well, while you're looking that up, I don't know if you saw at the bottom of that that article, it said vote yay or nay to say whether or not you're still enjoying S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
And I think it was 67% said that they are still enjoying S.H.I.E.L.D.
Fucking A, man.
Yeah, fucking I mean, A. Good for them. Like, she really ripped it apart, and for very, very poor reasons, I believe.
Here you go. Regular viewers right now on Grey's Anatomy, 9.27, and that's a show that's in its 10th season.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been around a bit. What's another show that was on there she listed? Do you remember?
Let's see. She mentioned Battlestar Galactica and Firefly, but I don't think that was ratings related.
That's not going to count. I'm trying to think of what else is on TV right now. Let's see.
Let's see. Recognizing success of Buffy's. Scooby Gang.
No, not that part.
I will give her this. I did like the idea that she mentioned. She said, she said it lacks real-world complexity and intrigue. I don't necessarily believe that, but I like her idea here. She said, it will be much more interesting to see a rift between Coulson's team and the larger operation of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
And explore how they could continue their mission, whatever it is, with less resources. She said it was kind of like Bugs Bunny. Well, she didn't say Bugs Bunny, but in a sense, it's kind of Bugs Bunny where they always have the right tool at the right time. But I think that's S.H.I.E.L.D.'s field of expertise, isn't it? They are known for having the right weapons at the right time.
I mean,
they have all this technology.
They're spies. They have to plan ahead. They have to be tactically sound. So again, it follows with the mythos of S.H.I.E.L.D. I want to point of fact here. What's your favorite show on television right now?
On television right now, my favorite show. That's a good question. There's a ton of shows. I want to say Sons of Anarchy, but
that's what I was going to say. You know what Sons of Anarchy is pulling in viewer-wise right now?
What's that?
About 5 million.
Yeah. And so...
S.H.I.E.L.D. is beating fucking Sons of Anarchy. Such a badass, awesome show.
Yeah.
So think of that, you know? This right. This piece of snatch needs to shut her fucking trap.
Yeah.
Before I have the cavalry come over and visit her.
Just to kind of finish my point there, I think that I like the idea of them getting kind of split from the S.H.I.E.L.D. Support and having to utilize very primitive resources. I think that would definitely bring out the depth of the characters a bit. It would really make them rely on their, not necessarily the personalities, but I'd like to see just what would happen if they didn't have all the S.H.I.E.L.D. support.
Okay. Fair enough. For the record, average viewers of last season of The Walking Dead was 11 million. That was up from 6 million the year before and 5 million the year before that.
So
we're talking
all
about
these shows start out low and they constantly rise.
It would seem. Mm-hmm. I mean,
so I think that a lot of your more a lot of your more skeptical Marvel fans are like, you know how it is. It's like that comic book store counter clerk that is super hardcore into comics, and they have a hard time sometimes opening up to new things.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are going to be really, really judgmental, very critical of this type of TV show that is directly inside. It's like at the core of their world. So they're going to be very, very they're going to watch it very closely.
Yeah. I will agree with that.
And they're going to pick it apart more easily in the beginning, but I think it's gonna grow on a lot of people.
We have Walking Dead this season right now, which is already turning out to be very exciting, I feel. Started out at 16 million for the season premiere, and it has lost about 25% of those viewers, and we're only on the third episode. So it's down to about 12 million.
Yeah. It's still quite a few.
That's a pretty big fucking drop. And this, we're talking about a brand new fucking show. So you know what? Give peace a chance, listeners. Go out there and check out The Walking Dead. Or Walking Dead, fuck beans. Go out there and check Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's fun. It's fresh. It's good for the whole family.
Yes, it certainly is.
It's definitely much cleaner than The Walking Dead and Sons of Anarchy. It's probably the cleanest show I watch besides cartoons. Mm-hmm.
I think it's cleaner than some cartoons.
Yeah, it's better than Family Guy, that's for sure. So, you know what? Go out there, try it out. It's a little bit of fantasy. It's a little bit of fun, a little bit of real world. I think it's a pretty good mix to reach a heavy demographic, and I want to make sure that all of you have given it a chance. It's probably why you're listening to a podcast about it. Mm-hmm. But check it out for me, okay?
For those of you who are watching it now, stick with it, please. You might be skeptical now, but I think that it's gonna blossom. It's gonna continue to blossom.
Don't you want to know what the fuck happened with Coulson? You
can't
get that answered if you stop watching this show, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They do bring that up in a very obvious manner, but I think it's because there's gonna be some huge reveal later on.
There's
down the
gonna
road.
Be a reveal. I'm waiting. Uh-huh. I'm ready.
And about her talking about Scorch and the whole like flame thing, isn't that like a comic book like habit or not habit? That's the way comic books are. They're gonna give them very obvious names.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, like I mean, what's the other flame guy in Marvel? The Human Torch? Duh.
Yeah, exactly. Did she rip apart, you know, the Fantastic Four?
No, she didn't, because she is a jerk.
I don't think this gal is.
You know what, guys?
Person.
We've got to get going here. So, from here at the Rancor's Brothel, I thank you. Ask you to hit like on our show, subscribe, all our fun stuff. Check out all our podcasts and shows at www.followthe.tv. And just keep on keeping on. Excelsior.
Excelsior.
No.
Hey, y'all, come on down to Shotgun Annie's Redneck Emporium. Halloween's just around the corner, so we stocked up on all kinds of costumes. Here's some stuff you fellas might like. Astronaut, bartender, astronaut bartender, DNR license checker, cable guy, employee from Shotgun Andy's Redneck Emporium, Mrs. Beasel, my third grade teacher, bat guy, red and blue superhero guy, super running fast guy, man who talks to fish, aluminum siding man, cardboard box transformer, pots and pans robot, Randy from the Target up the road, and Jason Bateman. We got all kinds of costumes for the ladies. We got slutty cop, slutty school teacher, slutty nun, slutty transformer, slutty lunch lady, slutty mechanic, my slutty daughter, she takes after her mama, slutty white-tailed deer, slutty jack of pumpkin, Miley Cyrus, slutty gas station attendant, slutty Waffle House waitress, slutty Randy from the Target up the road, and my ex-wife Bambi. And I tell you what, Shotgun Andy's Redneck Emporium Trailer Park has been doing so dang well, we decided to open up a car lot. Come on down to Shotgun Andy's Redneck Emporium Trailer Park car lot. We got wheels, deals, and possum squeals.